Welcome to the Good Health Workshop, a show about health, nutrition, cleansing, and detoxification. We will support you where you are and encourage you to reach your health goals. Our purpose is to share information, raise your level of consciousness, and keep you inspired to transform your life. My name is Donna Peroni, and my co-host today is the very beautiful Debbie Gordon. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Donna.
It's so great to have you here today.
Thank you. It's so great to be here.
And I just wanted to start off by mentioning some years ago, I had a little radio program here at New York Talk Radio with my my dear friend Mike Perrine. We called it Vitality, that show. Do you remember that show, Debbie?
I do remember it. I listen to it all the time.
Yeah. So this is so cool that you're here today. And yeah, I just am so appreciative to be asked to do this once a month program. You know, Debbie and I, we are kindred spirits in terms of, you know, our journey and interest and passion into wellness. And, you know, we just both really, it's a joy to, you know, choose life and choose healthy living, right?
Yes.
And wouldn't you say?
Yes, it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. There's nothing like it.
And I know that you've been so dedicated and, you know, you can't see Debbie, but she is just glowing, you know.
And thank you, Donna.
Yes, yes. And, you know, maybe we could start off our program today just to let our listeners know a little bit about who we are. Our topic today is going to be on like our ongoing practices. It's such a simple thing because, you know, you and I, you know, we eat a lot of raw food and we juice and both happen to be colon hydrotherapists.
Yes, we are.
Yes, and we are. And so there's a lot we can share with people, I think, that would inspire them. So I would love for you to share a little bit about your journey of where you began and, you know, why, you know, you stopped eating things like hamburgers and French fries and all that stuff.
Yes. Okay. I had a very good reason for stopping that. When I was about 9 years old, I had stomach issues and digestive problems. But when I was 9 years old, there was no such thing as IBS and doctors had no clue what the problem was. I was constantly having pains in my stomach. I used to have a bowel movement once a week, maybe once every 10 days. And I finally, after years and years of suffering, I wound up in the hospital when I was 39. And they told me they had to remove my colon and they had to give me a bag and that I was going to die if I left the hospital without having this surgery. And something sparked in me in the hospital where I felt that there had to be a better way than having surgery. So I started researching, and what I found was that all digestive issues, IBS, Crohn's, colitis, diverticulitis, diverticulosis, all had to do with what we're putting in our bodies in the food. And through my research, it was Thanksgiving Day, I was making dinner for my family, and I'm researching going, wow, what am I making for my family here? That day, I started eating whole foods and healthy foods. And within 4 days, after 30 years of pain, 4 days later, I had no pain anymore. And I realized that it was all what you were putting into your body.
Hmm. Wow. Well, I find that so impressive that, you know, you got to that point where you were open enough to change, because change is not an easy path to take.
Right.
But you did.
Right. And once I went through the first couple of days and I realized that I didn't have pain, it was the easiest thing in the entire world. And I see people struggling all the time with this. And, you know, not that I wish people to be in pain, but I feel it was easier for me because of that, you know, having that feeling of being well and feeling amazing. And, you know, it was a good incentive to continue.
Yeah. And my story, basically, you know, my start is similar in a sense. I mean, I wasn't hospitalized, but I, you know, in my early 20s was having chronic yeast infections. And yeah, well, it was a little uncomfortable. Went on for about 3 years. Mm. It was kind of like having a vagina that was burning every day. So not fun. and kind of embarrassing to talk about. And after, you know, seeing five different doctors and them just prescribing more meds that really didn't take care of the problem, I had a good friend who suggested I start to change my diet. And it took about a year to make those changes, to get to the point that, honestly, even with the changes I made, I became vegan. I wasn't really getting better with that particular problem. I also had constipation, like you. Mm-hmm. I used to poop maybe once every 3 or 4 days.
Some
people
good.
Think that's normal, right?
And, you know, I would have thought that was a good thing.
Exactly. And acne, menstrual cramps, mm-hmm. PMS. As a child, I had panic attacks, things like that. I used to faint a lot. I had not a very strong constitution. Right. So, and it's just remarkable, once I had changed my diet, took the meat, dairy, eggs out of my diet, and I became completely vegan in 1989, oh my God, I started pooping every day. I was pooping like 2 or 3 times a day. Right. The world was like just so great.
Right, right. What a difference in your life.
So I guess we share that whole, like, right. Pooping is joy.
Pooping is very exciting to us.
Yes. Well, I guess we'll have to ask the radio station whether they still want us or not. Lee is our engineer today. I know he's in the background kind of snickering. Anyway, so, you know, that was our start, right, where we started to make those healthy choices. And and for you, it sounded like it was a no-brainer.
Right.
As soon as you started to feel better, that was your inspiration to keep going.
Right. Right. And what happened was, once I changed my diet, I became 100% raw. Mm. I went raw. Mm. And I started having this skin itching. And I didn't know at the time that it was detox, because nobody told me about this. I was going by instincts and just how I was feeling and researching myself. And I didn't see it, you know, I didn't realize there was anything, you know, detoxing. I didn't know anything about it. So I started having this skin itching, and I went to doctor after doctor. They wanted to give me Zyrtec and medications and things that were going to be, you know, that would help. They said it was an allergy. And I kept saying, no, doctor, you don't understand. I'm raw. I don't want to be on medication. And the doctor was like, what are you talking about? So he said the only way to get rid of this was by taking medication. Again, I didn't want to do that. And I found Fred Bishy. And I went to him, and he gave one look, and he looked at me, and he said, stick out your tongue. And I did. And he said, you're detoxing. And that was it. And he said, you go to Gravity East Village and Donna Peroni, and she will help you, and this will go away. And you know what? Mm-hmm. I went to Donna Peroni, and she became my best friend that minute.
Yes.
Because after the first session, after 3 months of continuous itching, losing sleep, really losing my mind, my children can vouch for that, I got off the table feeling 90% less itching. Mm-hmm. And that's how I got into colonics and realizing that it was so important to actually, you know, clean yourself out.
Oh, we're back to the poop again.
Yeah. And pooping is very exciting to us.
Yes. Yeah. So that's, you know, Debbie and I just connected right away, and we actually became friends. And, you know, and then later on, I, you know, I was looking for a therapist to at Gravity.
First, you were looking for a desk girl.
I was actually wanted you as a therapist first, but you were not ready.
You tricked me.
Yes. So I sold her on being the receptionist, because she was a stay-at-home mom. She raised 4 children, still raising the last one, I think,
right,
at least the last one. And it was a big step for you to work outside the home.
Right. I was home for 27 years babysitting and raising my children.
Mm-hmm.
It was scary.
But Debbie was a fabulous receptionist. She was
Thank
great.
You, Donna.
I was almost didn't want to let her go from the desk, actually. But I knew in my heart that she really needed to be in the room.
Yeah.
I just felt that in my gut. And when she was more confident and that opening happened, then you got trained and certified to be a colon hydrotherapist.
Yes.
And you are such a bright light at Gravity and a total superstar. I mean, the clients absolutely adore you.
Oh, thank you, Donna.
I think they come in just to hang out with you.
Well, they do.
They do.
They say that all the time. Yeah. When I first did my first colonic, it was because some girl had come in and somebody was not there. One of the therapists was not there, and she had mistaken her day for, you know, for coming in for a colonic. And I said, well, I do colonics. And she said to me, no, you're at the desk. And I said, no, I do colonics. And she said, how many have you done? And I said, well, you'd be my first. And she said, all right, let's go. And from that very first colonic, I felt, as crazy as this may sound, that this was my calling. I felt so good, and that I could actually help people feel that good every day. See, I feel that my job is a blessing, just because every single day people walk out of the room saying, oh my God, thank you. I feel amazing. Thank you so much. You're an amazing therapist. And I feel, you know, I can help people every day. And that's, you know, that's such a joy to be able to do something that you feel so in tune with. And you know that, like, from healing myself, that you're giving back and I'm helping other people. So yeah. It's, you know.
Yeah, and my journey, you know, I was feeling really great being on mostly raw foods, vegan, juicing, the whole thing. And I don't know, about 5 years into it, I wasn't as feeling as grounded and as good. And I started experimenting with fasting and liver cleanses and stuff. And if anything, I just wasn't feeling as good, maybe worse even. And then a friend of mine had suggested I try a colonic, and my acne never got better. It actually got worse. And even though I was pooping up a storm, I didn't understand. Yeah, why do I need to do this colon cleansing? But honestly, when I had my first session with my mentor, Gil Jacobs, he called it an exorcism. And
you called mine an exorcism.
I called yours an exorcism too. Only special people get that description. But I felt so much better, and I realized I was holding more inside my colon than just what I ate the day before. Mm-hmm. So I knew that that was part of the problem of why my energy was not as good as the beginning. Mm-hmm. And in a sense, the same thing. I wasn't detoxing properly, even though I was on this journey for, like, at this point, probably about 6 years. Wow. So he suggested I come in. I was on an artist budget, so I did about a once a month colonic. And within about 5 sessions, my skin cleared up. Mm-hmm. I no longer was having any of those negative feelings. I was just feeling really great again. So, you know, with our journey into wellness, and part of our topic today is that we're going to talk about the many different things. There's many ingredients to feeling good, looking good, and also just having a good mood, you know, and just, you know, it just goes on a deep level, and it's never one particular thing.
Right.
And the interesting thing about colonics is, you know, it's a subject that some people don't really want to discuss or go there, but you and me, Debbie, we get into that down and dirty topic.
I'm the hit at every party.
So my journey into becoming a therapist, I was an artist and illustrator for many years, and publishing changed a lot. We got into like 2000, 2001, and I just wasn't able to sort of make a living. I was like illustrating children's books and stuff. So it changed a lot. And I was searching for the next step. And I was quite ready to be a colonic therapist. And But a few doors opened. And I sort of got to a place where I was ready. And I kind of asked if Gil, my mentor, needed anyone. And he did. And I was working at Chakra 17. Used to be over on 34th Street here in New York City, and I got my start there with him. And he, you know, I have to always thank Gil, because he taught me so much about, I mean, I thought I had already studied so much and knew a lot about eating and cleansing, but, you know, the whole piece about detoxification, I've learned so much from Gil and Dr. Bishi as well.
Right.
And then I later opened Gravity East Village in 2007 because I was doing a lot of work in the community, as you know, leading community health events and support groups. Oh, I think our time's running low here. But we'll be back in just a little bit. And I'm here with Debbie Gordon, and we'll talk real soon.
NYTalkRadio.net, where free speech isn't a felony yet. Health, entertainment, sports, and lots more. NYTalkRadio.net, broadcasting worldwide over the web from the soul of New York City.
You're listening to the Good Health Workshop with Donna Peroni, and I'm here with my special co-host, Deborah Gordon. And just to finish my thought before our break, you know, I have this little health group. I've been hosting, you know, healthy lifestyle events for, God, I think it's since 1995. And you know, it's just it's one of my little gifts to the world to have this group and our classes that we do. I call it Accent on Wellness. It's part of how Debbie and I got to know each other, because she would come to some of the events.
Yeah.
So good things can happen even just from attending a class or a potluck, because you can get to know other people who are like-minded. And I'm mentioning it now also because when I started my journey into being a colonic therapist, part of what made it possible for me to open Gravity East Village was my volunteer work. Because as soon as I told people I started giving colonics, they all wanted to have one with me. And that is a beautiful thing. And I'd like to share that story, because if you're following your passion and if you can give something like what we're doing today, mm-hmm. Then it comes back tenfold over back to you. Mm-hmm. And so it's such a wonderful blessing. On that note, maybe we can move on to our topic of the day, which is our ongoing healthy practices.
Yes.
Yes. And, you know, there are essential principles or tenets of health: clean air, pure water, rest, whole plant foods, exercise, healthy spiritual, emotional, and mental disposition. Mm-hmm. And we could spend the whole rest of the show just talking about that.
Right.
But since I have the very wonderful Debbie here today, I thought we would just talk about our things that we do, our practices that really make a difference.
Okay.
To feeling good, looking good, and the whole thing. And I thought our first area of interest would be whole plant foods,
right.
You know, eating primarily raw foods. And we're talking at least 75%, 80% raw. And that would be fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, sprouts, maybe some seaweed, mm-hmm. that type of thing. And I know, Debbie, that you're eating mostly raw for how many years now?
Almost 13 years.
Almost 13 years.
Yes.
And how is that for you?
Well, let's see. For the first 8 years, I was 100% raw. And I felt amazing. I felt it would change my life. I'd spring out of bed in the morning. I was not tired. I feel wonderful. I start every day with wheatgrass, and I do a double shot of wheatgrass. And now I also do a shot of chlorophyll and a brain-on shot.
What's a brain-on shot?
It's a blue-green algae.
Wow.
So it's like E3 Live, only it's brain-on.
Oh, yeah, because it feeds your brain.
Right, exactly. And so I start off every morning with that, and I feel amazing.
Mm. And you're eating a little bit of cooked food occasionally now?
Well, now occasionally what I do is I have some steamed vegetables. I did add in also a little bit of sweet potato, but only about a quarter of a sweet potato, not what I used to do. Those two or three sweet potatoes do not work anymore.
Right. A little bit. Yes, I too eat mostly raw. I have days I'm 100% raw, and then I have days, now that it's getting a little cooler, it's autumn here in New York, I might be having a soup that's vegetable-based. I might eat some cooked quinoa. Right. I like my potatoes also, steamed vegetables. And, you know, I don't even think about it anymore. There was a period where I was like 100% raw from Monday through Friday. And then on the weekend, I might have something a little cooked. I've tried all different things. And I found that I was putting a lot of pressure on myself to reach this goal of being all raw. And, you know, it's just kind of developed into me just living it. And I don't have to think about it anymore.
I went through a similar stage where I was 100% raw, and I wouldn't even drink tea because I felt like, no, it's the water is hot. You can't drink that. So I was 100% raw, and I felt like, you know, it was difficult going out with people. It was difficult, you know, at parties and things like that. So what I did was, because I'm an extremist, I jumped out of an airplane. And when I jumped out of the airplane, the goal was to shed all beliefs I learned about food and just really listen to my body on a healthy, obviously healthy diet, but just listen to my body and see what feels good to me.
Hmm.
So
love that.
Now, right. So as I was falling from the sky, I was like, okay, I don't know anything when I land. It's just, you know, starting to see how my body feels while I add in certain foods. And so that's what I did. And so that's why I'm eating some steamed vegetables and the quinoa also I'm eating, which I feel great with.
Yeah, I find, you know, small amounts. If I start to eat a lot of cooked food, it feels heavy in my body. Mm. I don't feel energized after eating.
Right.
And really, our food is our fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're eating foods that lack water content, like in cooked foods, of course, when we cook our food, we're cooking out the water, right? That string bean contains water, but when we cook it, then it gets kind of dried up in a sense. And you know, the premise of a raw foods diet is to eat foods that have high water content because it's easy to digest,
and that we're not cooking the vitamins and nutrients out of the food by cooking them, so they're still intact.
We're not denaturing that nutrition, so that nutrition is superior, in my opinion. I mean, there are people who say when you break down the cellulose in the kale, it's going to be, the nutrients are more absorbed. So my, you know, solution to that is to juice it. And that way then you can grab those, that nutrition easily. But yes, when we eat, you know, my prior life, I was eating bread and meat and eggs, macaroni and cheese, heavy, concentrated foods. And no wonder I wanted to go to sleep after lunch.
Right, of course.
But not now.
Right. And people that have digestive issues, any kind of grains and cooked food is actually a problem. And that's how I healed myself, just by eating healthy, raw foods. So.
What a concept.
Actually, food is
medicine.
Absolutely.
I think Hippocrates said that. So why do we eat raw foods? What else? What other reasons do we like raw? What, you know, if we were, made this into a commercial because we wanted other people to eat raw, why would they eat it?
Okay. Well, the amount of energy that I have is amazing. And I like having energy. So that's one thing. My hair, when I was in my late 20s, and my whole family, this is hereditary, my hair turned gray. And I had like 90% gray hair. And when I started eating raw, I noticed it took a couple of years, but basically my hair's back to its natural color. I do have some gray because I am 52. But you see, it's mostly, you know, my natural color again.
You would never believe she's 52. Okay. Never in a million
Thank
years.
Thank you, Donna.
Yeah, so our raw food, our raw food, has energy and life force. And I always tell people, you know, we're living beings, we're alive. So it makes perfect sense to me that I would only or mostly put in food with that same electricity and life force. They have the Curlian photography where mm-hmm. they take a photo of, let's say, a tomato, mm-hmm. And it has an energy field. So we're all radiating light. Our cells are radiating light. So if you cook the tomato, that aura, that energy field, is going to become very dim. But when it's in its raw state, it really has a very vast field of light. And when you see that, it only makes sense that you want to engage that food. You want to bring that into your body. And it makes sense that it would make you feel energetic.
Right.
If we only put in cooked, kind of soggy food, like think about that string bean again. That string bean is crispy, raw. It snaps a bit. But when you cook it, the molecular structure of that string bean changes and it becomes limp. So once again, what would you rather have? A limp body?
Life. Snap, crispy, life.
Yes. And, you know, being a 50-something now myself, I...
You would never know.
Oh, you flatter me. you know, it's definitely something that becomes even more important now as I go into this next chapter of my life of staying youthful and having lots of energy and just living this next chapter with vitality.
Right.
So what else about raw foods? I do know that when we cook our food and we eat it, there is something called leukocytosis that happens in the body. And that is a white blood cell elevation that occurs. And the immune system responds because it will consider it kind of a foreign substance to an extent when we put in cooked food. And when you look at in nature, of course, animals in nature, are they cooking their foods?
No, they are not.
They're not. David Wolf, who's a kind of a famous raw food enthusiast, he would always talk about, you know, there's no ovens on the back of a monkey. You like monkeys, don't you, Debbie?
Yeah. Yes, I do. Yes. My tattoo should
yes.
prove it.
She has a tattoo of Curious George on her arm. She does like monkeys.
I thought maybe she likes to monkey around.
All right. So there's a few reasons to eat raw. Now, the other thing about raw is it's a very alkalizing type of diet, and we all have our pH. And if we're eating too much cooked food or meats and high-protein foods, we become acidic. And to keep the water in the aquarium healthy, and I consider that aquarium our bodies, we want to have a healthy pH. So the greens, you mentioned wheatgrass.
Mm-hmm.
The sprouts, any of the greens, lettuces, kale, dandelion, really on the higher end of the most alkaline foods you could put in your body. So tell me, Debbie, how do you have your greens every day?
Well, besides what I already told you in the morning, I also eat a salad every day. And in that salad, I like to alternate my greens between, you know, kale and dandelion, collards and Swiss chard. I do juices, and I also like green smoothies. And sometimes I make a soup or a green smoothie with fruit, and sometimes I'll do it with garlic and make it more savory and have it that way.
And I bet it tastes great.
Well, some people tell me that my taste buds have changed and think I'm crazy, but I tell you, your taste buds do change so quickly when you start on a diet like this that you actually start craving. When I remember the first time I went into a grocery store and I smelled the lettuce and I was craving a green salad. And it hasn't changed since that first time that happened.
And that's what happens. The taste buds, the palate does change.
Right.
And all of a sudden that strawberry tastes so delicious.
Yes.
And you completely forget about the shortcake that you used to eat with it.
Right. So that's
you don't forget about chocolate, though.
Yes, yes. That we're going to save that one for maybe another show. But yes, you know, there's certain foods. I mean, they have the raw cacao, so there are ways to have the fun food, as Victor Skavinskis will call it, to bring in a little of the cacao here and there. But getting back to the greens, I have a green smoothie each morning, and I'll have a green apple and mm-hmm. some berries. This morning it was raspberries, and I included some sunflower sprouts, some alfalfa sprouts, and my kale, and that's my morning smoothie with some powders and algae and that kind of thing. And then I had another savory smoothie for lunch. I think we're going to be taking a break in a moment. So we'll continue with the menu in just a moment. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Good Health Workshop, and I am Donna Peroni with Debbie Gordon. Yes, and she's about to say something. anyway, I just wanted to just give you our information. Gravity East Village is located in New York City, downtown. And if you'd like to learn more about Debbie or myself, we have some cool videos on our website and lots of great information about colon hydrotherapy. We also have an infrared sauna at Gravity. People come and use our sauna, as well as we have a massage therapist. We have like EFT. We've got lots of stuff going on. So that's gravityeastvillage.com. And if you'd like to call and book an appointment, you can call 212-388-9788. If you're interested in some of the classes that I host, you can go to accentonwellnessnyc.com. So, what was I talking about? A little bit about my smoothie and that type of thing. So, I actually have been gravitating. I started with my journey of eating healthy 25 years ago. It was 1989. And I have to say, you know, gravity keeps me very busy, you know, whether it's being in the room and seeing clients or just making time to do things like this show or taking care of gravity. Gravity's like a baby. I have to take good care of it. And I find it's easy in the morning. I like to exercise. I wake up, I exercise, I do my yoga, I go to the gym. And then I know Debbie's making a face because she does not exercise. But exercise
is something
important.
I'm going to be working on.
Yes.
It's my next endeavor of trying to work on something here.
But, you know, I get back and then I make my smoothie and I'll proceed to, you know, I like to make my own nut milks.
I do also.
Almond, yes, I know you do. And I might blend like a Sun Warrior powder in there to bring my protein up a bit. I'll have that maybe for lunch these days. I also may have another beverage where I'll make a savory smoothie. I also like to make my own coconut kefir. Mm-hmm. That's another show. Talk about that. Fermented foods, water kefir. And I'll put that in my smoothie and I'll have a little bit of zucchini and a little bit of bell pepper, some garlic, lemon, greens. Sunflower sprouts are like my favorite. They are high in protein, very good source of protein. And, you know, I'm drinking a lot of my food throughout the day. And, you know, if anyone comes to visit us at Gravity, they will see that all the Gravity mm-hmm. therapists are like drinking juices, smoothies, nut milks. And we're just like, we can
go from client to client. I mean, Debbie, sometimes you'll see, you know, eight people in a row without a break.
Right.
And you're doing it because you're bringing all this vitality into your body with the beverages, the food. And in no way am I saying that everyone needs to go out and just live on juices and nut milks, but it becomes really easy.
Right. I just decided to do a 10-day green smoothie fast.
Mm.
So I started yesterday, and I'm doing it with the low glycemic fruit, so the berries, blueberries, strawberries, green apple, and tons of greens.
Mm.
And it's I'm on day two. I'm day feeling two. Pretty good.
That's wonderful, right. Wonderful.
Every once in a while, I like to just do a cleanse.
So, yeah, that brings us to another ongoing practice, periodic cleansing. So how often will you do a cleanse like this, would you say?
I would say maybe once every 6 months or so. It depends on how I feel.
Mm.
Sometimes I overeat a little, then I will do a cleanse sooner, you know, and it just depends on how I feel.
Yeah. I find, I'm always switching it up. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we're always cleansing at Gravity, right. You know, in one way or the other.
Right. I like intermittent fasting also. So one day a week, which I used to do for many years, one day a week, I would just do juices. And that felt amazing to me. You know?
And that is a great practice to do if someone's interested in weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
If you lower your calorie intake, they say 2 days a week, you could do it 2 days in a row, or you could split up the days. It can rev the metabolism, and it's a great antidote for weight loss.
Right.
But Debbie doesn't have to worry about that.
And neither do you.
Yes. I don't want to make it sound like I don't eat. I certainly have an appetite, and I love my, you know, my salads and my, you know, my quinoa and all of that. So and avocados and nuts and making all sorts of concoctions. Another ongoing practice I know that we both enjoy is the sauna.
Yes.
Yes.
I have a sauna in my home because I love it so much.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I used to go in it at Gravity, but I have to get home to children, so I got one in my home.
Yeah. So that's good. That can be very helpful to have one if you have the space or...
Well, I love it so much. I don't have the space. It's in my dining room.
Oh, my.
Yeah. It's like, do you have room for this? No, I don't, but I will make room. That's how important I think it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's certain practices. Gravity just got a new clear light sauna literally like a month ago.
Everyone is loving it.
Everyone's loving it.
Talking about it.
Booking like crazy. We even have packages for the people that like to come every week. But it was like 2002, I think it was, I got diagnosed with having high metals in my body, mercury, lead, and thallium. Thallium being found in art supplies, because I was an artist. So I started that practice then of getting in the infrared sauna once a week. And, I enjoy it. I enjoy the sweat, you know, and having that space to meditate inside of a sauna. It also helps with pain. You know, I do have some stiffness, some scar tissue issues in my back, and it is very helpful to have that penetrating heat.
Right.
But,
and it also makes your skin look glowing and beautiful.
Yes.
And I notice that when I go in the sauna regularly, people actually stop me and tell me that my skin looks beautiful.
Mm.
And then I went through a period where I haven't gone, and I'm like, why isn't anyone saying anything to me?
Yeah, so it's great for circulation, and it's great because, you know, if a woman wears some makeup or we put on lotions and things, even if they're pretty healthy products, it still can clog up the pores. It's good to remove any kind of chemical toxicity that we're exposed to by using the sauna. So I did achieve my goal of bringing down those levels of the metals down to zero. So that is another show we can do. We can do a whole show on heavy metal toxicity. What are some of the other practices we like to do ongoing? We do the juicing. We have our smoothies. We have our sauna. Do you do any lymph work? Do you do any dry brushing, or do you get on a...
Funny you should say that, because I was reading about it. I used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, you just get out of the practice of doing certain things. And I was reading about it last night again.
Uh-huh.
And so, yes, I had my brush right next to my bed and I didn't do it, but I'm going to start.
I did do that this morning.
Did you?
I did do some dry brushing.
Oh.
So for our listeners, you know, it's an easy thing to do. You would just, at any health food store, purchase a yerba brush. It's a natural bristle brush. And you're going to do like some long strokes on your skin when your skin is dry. And you're going to always move towards the heart. And you're going to feel instantly more alert and awake. If you're having that lull in the afternoon, just do a little dry brushing and you'll feel very energized immediately. And then some people like the rebounder. So it's a mini trampoline. And that can be very helpful to stimulating the lymph as well, because the lymph, there's no pump to pump the lymphatic fluid through our vessels. And it's very, very important to have a healthy lymphatic system. I was wearing a bra with some underwire. I went through a phase and I developed a little, they said it was a little bit of a fibroid in one of my breasts. And I actually started really working my lymph and it went away pretty quickly. So I am a fan of, you know, making sure women wear, you know, bras that are of organic materials, whether it's bamboo or cotton. Underwear, it's very, very important. But I'm, you know, sometimes we have those moments where we have a certain bra a woman needs to wear with a certain dress and that kind of thing. So, these are all important practices. Hey, Deb, let's talk a little more about the colonics.
Okay.
My favorite topic.
Yes, mine too. I had one today, as a matter of fact.
You had one today.
Yes, I have.
So what is the benefit for you to, I mean, some people would say, how often do I need to do that?
Well, you know, I think it depends on the person and depends on where you're at and in your journey of wellness. You know, in the beginning, when I first started doing colonics, I did them often. And I did them once a week for a while, but I did have all those issues, and I was having a bowel movement once every 10 days. So I definitely did them more often. And now I like to do it maybe once every 2 weeks. You know, the benefits, there are so many. I can't even explain. I feel amazing all the time. You know, my kids, I go home and my kids are looking at me. They're like, oh, God, she has so much energy. She's, you know, you know.
Yeah, of course. Yes. You know, I find personally, I also get a colonic. I believe it or not, give myself the colonic. We do that at Gravity. We have a way of doing that. About like twice a month as well. I notice when I haven't had a session in a while that my plate of food gets bigger. And I seem to want more food. I require more food. I'm not sure scientifically what's happening, but they do say that colonics can help with weight loss. And I have a client who I've been seeing for, I mean, I've been giving colonics about 9 years now, more than 9 years. And she's been with me probably 8 of those years. And there was a period of 5 months where she didn't come in. And she does come in more than once a month. I would say she comes in at least twice a month. And when she came back after the 5 months, she actually put on 10 pounds. And, you know, she's in her 60s now and she looks very young. And she says, I have to have my colonics because it keeps me looking young. And I tend to keep my portion size at a healthy amount. So there is something that happens where the need...
I think you might absorb your food better.
I think so. But I can't say for sure if that's really the case. So, and yes, and my skin cleared up. And to take it further of doing it a little more often, I would say, yes, the sauna makes your skin glow, but by far the colonics.
Right.
So there's just a certain radiance that is projected with the skin. Yeah, it's one of those things. Not everybody needs to do a ton of colonics.
Right.
But some of us,
tend to hold more than others. And so come see us at Gravity. Yeah. And we could talk more about poop. So I think we're starting to wind down to the end of our show. Is there anything else you want to share before we finish up? Or do you feel pretty satisfied with our conversation today?
I think we've covered a lot.
Yeah, we talked about juicing and smoothies, and I hope we've inspired our audience a little bit today, just to choose life, choose health, to really live an active, full life. You know, I think it's very important to feel good so then you can achieve your goals. And that is the purpose of this show. So I think we're winding down now. I just wanted to thank New York Talk Radio for giving me this opportunity to have this show. And I want to thank Debbie for being here today with me.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you'll come back and do this again.
I sure will.
And I also would like to thank Pete Calandra, who supplied us with our music for our show. And he wrote and performed this music. And if you'd like to find out more about his music, you can find him on iTunes or pecamusic.com. So come visit us at Gravity East Village. Learn more about us at gravityeastvillage.com. You can also call 212-388-9788. And we'll see you next time.